and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
So Monday night, ne? Yeah. I couldn't sleep. So I'm like, fuck. What should I do? I'm like, fuck, let me listen to the show.
Hey!
Wow.
What a fucking mess.
What happened?
Hey, that show was a mess.
Oh, only that one.
Yeah.
Only that one.
This whole show is a mess, man.
Hey, yeah, Monday's show was a mess. What was going on, guys?
I don't know.
Hey, yeah.
What happened?
Bro, I kept saying the same joke the whole hour. Why didn't anyone stop me?
Which joke was that?
Joke?
The Tabang. I used to work with Tabang.
Oh, wait. You continue to not realizing. I thought you did that by design.
No, I did by design, but when I was listening back, man, I would say it in, randomly. You'd be talking. I'm like, hey, you know, you used to work with Tabang.
No, and you look, did say that so many times.
Yo, yeah. No one stopped me, bro. It was funny the first few times.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I said it like 10 times, bro.
I thought, because Tabang was here, so I thought maybe you had a heart-to-heart. He came to you and said,
yeah.
So successful, man. I need to come to Mashabela studio in order to get... You know, there's always those people, right?
Yeah.
So I thought maybe you're overcompensating. And then you brought him to Potch. Then it confirmed. Because you were shooting the stuff, the behind the scenes where the gig and Potch. So I thought maybe that's the case. So that's why I understood. Otherwise, I think that's why nobody was like, how?
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, we were too drunk.
Oh, it was a joke.
It was a joke, my man, but I didn't learn, dog.
So you didn't start the podcast with Tabang?
Eh?
You didn't start the podcast with Tabang?
What do you mean?
Well, it was a joke.
Yeah, I just thought Mac was just actually partially also.
No, like maybe Tavan came like 6 months after it started, ne?
Yeah, or a year even.
Yeah, or a year. He came after.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
But it didn't land that joke. No one told me, guys. You guys should have told me. Hey,
that was funny, though.
Huh?
Wasn't it funny, guys?
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, when you make a joke, people are forced here to laugh.
Yeah. Now they're scared to say that. Now they're scared to say that's not funny.
He won't fire you. Don't worry, I'm here. He won't fire you. It was funny, though. I thought it was like it worked.
And the crazy thing is, if you watch that Monday show, the first hour, we're all fucking wasted. And then the second hour with the Grammy guy, Voter.
Clean.
Because we're sober. Remember, you fucked us up, bro.
Yeah.
You fucked us up, bro.
It was my turn.
Because remember, we only shot at like 7.
Turn. Yeah, because we shot Vota at 2.
Yeah.
Which is why it was clean, because we're still sober.
Yeah.
And then we had to wait for Saul until like 7.
Yeah.
So we're drinking. By the time we're recording, it was a
mess. Just exhausted, tired, and we just,
You were exhausted.
But you
were
not making sense, you're always like that, though.
I was arguing with Saul.
That was a regular performance.
Yeah, but I would go on and just like arguing with you, you know.
So, had I was early, you weren't going to say ta.
Exactly. I would have known my woo.
And what do you think of her music? I'm sure now you've Googled and
listened. I'm here for it.
And I wanted to say, I didn't even finish what I wanted to say about my woo. I wanted to say she's fucking hot, bro.
And that's the juxtaposition, right?
Jesus.
The contrast.
Jesus.
She's so beautiful, my woo, but can she sings get like... It.
No, I'm just saying you're hearing the juxtaposition. So what's the contrast?
Like, she's so hot. And the music, though, she sings so, it's like spiritually almost.
Oh.
So, because normally when you hehear those girls, you see like Ubuke, how Ubuke is.
Yes.
Utwasile, she's very like, she looks spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the music is spiritual. With Mawu, the music is spiritual.
Yeah.
But she looks like a slave queen. And there's nothing wrong with looking nice and taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
Also, that's fine. Yeah. So that's the contrast.
Okay.
And we kept talking over each other. What a mess.
Yo, hey.
Bro, and people loved it. I was like,
I got a message. Till today, I'm still getting mentions and stuff. You probably are too. You'd see if you're on Twitter, but they loved it.
Wow.
Like, there was someone like, it's your favorite.
On broadcasting standards, that was trash, bro.
Yeah.
As a broadcaster, I was like, what the fuck is this? Anyway, and very many ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So Pelugas here, Black Studios here, Kanye's here, Dudu's here. Are you a regular now, Dudu? Eh?
Sometimes. Hey, man, I'll do the Ubers from Foster to here almost every week now. Hey, where far, boy? Where like, where did the hell I'm from? Hey, to do.
Are you neck?
Neck. I'll let you do. But it's Ugba Kona Waka gets Chavuli, someone. Yes. Ugba Kona Waka. I'm not gets Chavuli, such as.
Of course.
Yes.
Fair checkers, yes. P.U.S., yes.
Legend!
Actually, we've got a problem, guys.
What's going on?
So remember 30th of July, we had Sunbed Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We booked Makadzi.
Yes.
So we booked her before the open mic thing. And she charged us, let's just say 10 Rand.
Mm.
Now she's saying we must double the price. So she's charging us 20 Rand now.
I think open mic was right. She doesn't know how contracts work. Didn't she sign a contract for that price?
No, we hadn't dished out the contracts yet, but it was like verbal agreement, like, okay, cool, you want 10 Rand, we'll pay you 10 Rand for the show. So I don't know what to do now, bro.
So?
Because we don't have the budget. We don't even have a sponsor for the show, so we don't have money to pay her the extra that she wants.
Because
it's double. It's double.
Why double now? Of course, because she sets the amount.
I don't know. She just said she wants double now to come. And I really love my cards and I really want her there, bro. So what do we do?
Hey, man, I don't know. Sure.
Should we start a GoFundMe and raise the other 50%?
No, man. Okay.
I think so. If we can't afford it, let's ask.
The chillers, ne?
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you think?
To donate for Makadzi to come perform.
Yeah, I get it. We have 10 Rand and she wants 20 Rand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we can ask the chillers to GoFundMe and raise up the other 20 Rand. I mean, the other 10 Rand to make it 20.
Okay, we can try that.
At this rate, then we have to say, like, what's the amount she wants?
Must
like,
I say?
Yeah, like, I don't think now.
No, you can't. Like, I mean, you can't disclose someone's salary. Unless it's public information.
Yeah.
Like, it's on a list. It's like a salary.
I almost fell into a trap.
No, it's like a salary, man.
No.
You can't just reveal people's... Because then no one... Every time you're going to book someone, people will say, I'm not available because you're going to go tell people my rate.
Mm.
Think about it.
Okay, what about if... Chillers who want to see a tagger and say, please take the 10 Rand.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But you've done that. She didn't barge. Do you think strangers tweeting her, she'll barge?
Well, if she sees like a lot of people really want her on the show, maybe she might barge. I don't know, guys. I'm just spitballing here.
Have you paid her or the 10 Rand already?
No, we haven't.
Oh,
What do you think, Fed Checker? What should we do? Eh?
Look, it's okay not to afford a rate of an artist. You just get another artist.
You want to get another one?
Who else couldn't have?
But Makadzi.
Hey, but Makadzi is a powerhouse. You can't get
it.
Who's at Makadzi's level?
I was also looking forward to
who's at Makadzi's level? And appeals to the same crowd, young people.
Yeah.
And Makadzi, in fact, appeals to everyone.
Well, if we were to replace it, I don't know. Marimba Pitch? Marimba Pitch is rocking right now.
Ah, they're my boys.
Yeah.
Should we get Marimba then?
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Let me call Marimba. They're my boys. You're also in touch with them, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But I really want my cards. She's my homegirl, man.
Yeah.
She's a homegirl, man.
Okay, chillers, let us know.
She's not barging, though.
If she's ill.
And she's your homegirl.
Let us know. Should we do a GoFundMe? Or... I don't know, man. But we gotta get her, man.
Can't you call her and beg her, yeah? Let's just call her.
No, she did that whole thing of speak to my manager and then the manager tell me what she really wants.
That's the best way of going about it.
I guess she's not budging, yeah?
She's not budging, bro.
So, I got to tell you, my cards.
Clearly.
Or sometimes maybe it's not even getting to her. Sometimes it's business, you know, management. Managers like being superstars. You know, managers, they like acting like they're the stars of the show sometimes. Because maybe she didn't even tell, or he didn't even say to Makadzi, these guys want you, but here's the issue that we have.
Okay, look, let's do this. Please tag at Makadzi if you really want to see her on Sunbed Arena 30th of April, 30th of July.
Yeah.
Hashtag road to 1 million. If that doesn't work, we'll start a GoFundMe then.
All right, shout out. I want a cigar on my rope. I remember cigar. That's the strategy you used to get Shumzo's attention to be on that show, on that lockdown mixing show.
Yeah.
And cigar, Shumzo got pissed off and say, hey, people are fucking bombarding me. My phone is exploding every time. So, all right.
Let's try it.
Good luck with that.
Let's try it.
Let's try it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's try it.
There's no harm. Right.
And then a few weeks ago, we promised a chiller that if they bought tickets, we'd give them 3 months fiber for free, right? Thanks to Accelerate, which is a black-owned company.
Shout out to Accelerate, man. Yeah. They're treating us very well.
Nice. So we have a winner.
Yeah, amazing.
Do you have Accelerate at your house, Ghosty?
Yeah, I do.
You got?
Yeah.
Me too, man. They're dope. Okay, let's call the winner. Why are my headphones not working, bro? I can't even hear.
So we're calling the winner now.
Yeah, I can hear Ghost Lady now. Yeah.
This winner won Accelerate Fiber.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh. Lungi, so how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, man. Welcome to Podcast and Chill. Your live soul is here. Ghost Lady is here.
Hello.
We're calling you to let you know that you have won 3 months free fiber.
Until you make the poo 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 sound.
Oh, yes, you're right. She's spoken like a true chiller.
Hey, I need to hear that.
When did you start being a chiller, Lungiso?
Ah, bro, it's been too long. I was with you guys at your Cape Town show. I love you guys.
No way. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we're going to see you at Sunbed Arena 30th of July, yeah?
Yes, thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Shout out to you, man.
Shout out, Lungiswa.
Bye, Lungiswa.
We got
150
views.
So this week, our very own Umpo Pops, right?
Yeah.
He's got a comedy show at Empress Palace this coming Saturday.
Shout out to Umpo Pops.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, what are those?
So if you buy a ticket this week, we're going to give one lucky chiller 4 tickets. Ooh. To his show.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, yeah. So if you buy a ticket to Sunbed Arena this week, you stand a chance to win 4 tickets to Umpa Pop's show at Empress Palace.
Well, there last year was amazing. Remember, with Skumba, Luis Okola. You even played. You were on stage.
Yeah, I mean.
It's that show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It's this Saturday, May the 10th.
Yeah. Before we start the show, we've got a live read from a sponsor. Ghost Lady, they asked for you to read it.
Why?
Wow.
Yeah, let me send the...
Whoa.
Are you on WhatsApp there?
What is it about?
I don't know, bro.
What is it about?
It's a live read that they said Ghost Lady must read.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. No, that's cool.
I think they really believe in my reading skills.
Mm. And it's like a woman thing and stuff, you know.
Cool. Yeah. I just sent you the live read, Ghost Lady.
To represent this.
Do your thing.
Oh, dope. Okay.
You got it, ne?
It's 2 months away from the Women's World Cup, taking place in Cape Town. As a proud sponsor for our national netball team, Fine Fidelity alongside Podcast and Chill would love to wish our girls all the best under the fine leadership of their coach, Tess Tickle. And her two... Is it Tess Tickle?
It's Tess.
It's Tess.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And a 2-time World Cup winning assistant coach, Jenna Tolls, right? This.
Jenna.
Who? Tolls.
Oh, Jenna Tolls. Okay, cool. Okay.
What's the difference?
No, you're right. Jenna Tolls, you're right.
Jenna Tolls.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. This year's installment of the World Cup comes exactly a year after the death of heroic SA netball star, Anna Boshun. Hoop. It's a surname, Boshan.
Yeah. Okay. Boshan, okay.
You did it. Why do you have to say it like that? Okay. Who helped SA win the 1992 World Cup alongside legendary netball coaches Hugh Jess and Mike? These names are also oh my god.
Continue, Ghost Lady, continue. 1992 World Cup alongside legendary netball coaches.
Oh, it's Hugh.
Yeah?
Hugh.
H-U-G-H. Like Hugh Masekela. Like Hugh Masekela. And then Jazz.
Okay. Oh, the surname is Jazz.
And then Mike Uchi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Her daughter, Steen. Gigant. Will be captaining the SA team, assisted by Jack Miho.
Jack who? What's it going on?
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
All the best, SA ladies. Okay. All right. And it's Fine Fidelity in partnership with Ben Dover. Guy, no way.
Yeah,
all
man.
These
you,
names
please,
are just.
Please, no, bro, you gotta do that live read again. Let's show them some love. Yeah, please do it again.
Hey, guys, all these names.
No, please do it again, okay? We're not gonna laugh this time. Do it seriously.
You're paying us. This pays our bills.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay, it's 2 months away from the Women's World Cup taking place in Cape Town. As a proud sponsor of our national netball team, Fine Fidelity, alongside Podcast and Chill, would love to wish our girls all the best under the fine leadership of their coach, Tess Tickle, and her two-time World Cup winning assistant coach, Jenna Tolles. This year's installment of the World Cup comes exactly a year after the death of heroic SA netball star Anna Boshon, who helped SA win the 1992 World Cup alongside legendary netball coaches Hugh Chess and Mike Uchi. Her daughter, Steen Kikant, will be captaining the SA team, assisted by Jack Mehoff. All the best, SA ladies. Fine Fidelity in partnership with Ben Dover. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? This is so.
So, inside joke, no? That library does not exist. No?
I know, definitely. Definitely.
We just wanted you to say testicles, genitals.
Jeez, Mac.
You didn't get that, ghost lady.
I get it.
Nah, yeah, she had to read it twice. But hey, you're inside.
But I'm like, mm-mm. I think after the Anna Boshon. Aye. Like,
something's off with these names.
Something's off with these names. And you, Jess.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Wow. Yeah. Who wrote this? Was it you, Saul?
Saul wrote it.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That was
good.
Good
one. That was a good one, though. That was a good one.
There is a netball thing coming up, though.
The
Netball World Cup in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Starting 28 July. So shout out to the girls. The coach is not that. What's...
Definitely not.
It's... Norma Plummer, yes. And it's not a Xhosa name. It's like she's Australian. Norma Plummer. Yes.
Gosling, what did you think about the Jollof episode we had with the Niger boys?
I didn't finish it, but I didn't finish watching it, but I loved the guy with the dreadlocks. Like, he was speaking truth. You know? Like, you know, I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, but I just haven't finished it. That's my issue.
For me, when they said that SA is like a mini America, I was like, fuck, they're right, man.
Because everyone comes here. Remember, this is the hub, almost.
No, not even about location. Mm-hmm. Like, as in ideologies and the way we are.
Oh, yes.
You know, like, it's like woke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come, camp here. The community, what? Camp here.
Yes.
Feminism, camp here. Yeah. Like, we just follow whatever America does.
We're Rainbow Nation, remember. So, like, we push those ideals, you know?
Yeah, but the ideals are from America. We don't push our own ideals.
Yeah, but it's the leadership we have. We're a democracy, man. We're open to ideas and stuff like that. And at times, that's the other side of the coin of being that liberal. Otherwise, we should be then, you know, otherwise we'd be a country that can't even allow this podcast, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Like if we're in UAE or Dubai. Yeah, you don't get everything that happens. They're not a mini America, strict society and stuff, but then other things get compromised.
Yeah.
If you think about it, if you really, really, it's the other side of the coin, man.
I hate Saul. He's so smart, man.
Yeah, no, Saul.
Hey, you were asking me for our youth. I think I'm smart the other day.
You know I'm saying you're smart.
Why?
Because after the interview with the Jollof guys, I'm like, fuck, these guys are right, man. We're becoming mini America, yeah. Right? He's like, yeah, my man. More rice, more crime. Now he's saying, yeah, you know, look at the other side of the coin.
No. I did say that. Let me tell you something. I did say that.
Am I lying? No, I did. You didn't have the same energy.
No. You know what?
You did it, my man.
That's because you didn't talk about you. On the podcast, we said we're more American because of our lifestyle, yeah. The way we eat. We're a very consumerist country. We've got fucking malls in every fucking township.
Yep.
In Nigeria, you won't find that. There's that one ShopRite. You remember when we went to Ghana? There's that one ShopRite. And everywhere else, they eat healthy. They eat organic food. We are the ones who buy the fancy clothes. But there's a reason why they got 400 million rands worth of fake Gucci's and stuff at the Durban Harbour.
Yeah.
Because we are Americanized as far as the lifestyle and culture. But now you're talking something totally different about the ideals and stuff, right? And so, of course, one of the reasons we've got so much crime is because of the fucking rights we have. We don't have the death sentence. People going around killing, raping, doing all sorts of fucked up things to them because they know they'll live to tell the tale and be in a prison and get taken care of. So I did say that. And that's why we're in the mess we're in, because there's so much rights and this so-called best constitution in the world, but we've got nothing to show for it.
That's like, so, an example, a great right? constitution. An example, just to follow up with the thing that you're saying, so is that in most of these African countries, people still believe in going to their markets to do shopping.
Yeah.
So
where food
imagine,
is grown.
Yeah, where food
from
is
the ground.
Yeah, like you have these women or men who are selling in the market, and everyone goes shopping in the market. And at night, when they have to close, they leave their stuff there, come back in the morning, and you continue. No one has to like close shop and like you leave it as it is. And people are that like reliable. You know that.
Okay, let me.
So I did say that.
Let me ask you guys a question then.
Yeah.
Do you think democracy works for us?
No. Like, we need a leader.
So we need dictation. Like.
Maybe. We're not gonna have a lot of drugs, kids, nyaupe, running amok, all sorts of ills that we have. Every country has got its problems, right? But if we have, because that democracy says, even in Guinea, there's democracy. The kids have rights.
In
my household,
being cooler, kids.
They weren't right. And I think I turned out fine. Albeit, I had my problems and stuff as a human being. But there were no rights in Guinea Kai. Mm. You can tell a kid who grew up in Guinea democracy and a kid in Guinea where there's a dictatorship.
Yeah.
So if we apply that on a national scale, but obviously you can't impede on certain human rights. But indeed, we just need leaders who just have a backbone, who make decisions, who will say, yes, there's a death penalty. If it can be, you've killed someone and it can be proven that ubulele
fele vele. Your dad.
Order now. Botswana.
Yeah.
Has got probably less democracy than us, and they're turning out to be a. I know
we've
got a lot of Botswana chillers, and I love them, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The laws are strict.
Yeah.
They're strict. Like, you do some fucked up shit.
You think democracy works?
You know, from that explanation, we need a bit of both, you know? Like, yes, I'm about people having, like, being their rights. They have rights, right? But also, we need proper, like, morals. Like, just. It is what it is. If laws say no, then don't do it.
People don't even fear cops. And I'm not saying cops must be feared because they're here to service us. But like, when you see a cop, you know how you feel. Do you shit in your pants when a cop pulls you over and you're drunk?
No, it's just...
And you're drunk.
Yeah,
you don't even... Like, come on. A cop pulls you over and you're drunk. You don't even shit your pants.
But when you go to other countries, you fear the cops.
You know, you shit your pants. No, I'm going to prison. In South Africa, you know I'm not going to prison.
Yeah.
We like it like that, my man. Drinking and driving is nice, my man.
No! What?
Drinking and doing a podcast is dangerous. Fuck it. What is this? It felt good though saying it. Because you're telling the truth and you're being 100% honest. It came from the heart.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But you don't fear them.
Yeah.
You've got something, Yana. You've got a whole lot of alcohol in your system. A cop pulls you up. Let's be honest. South Africans don't like aha. Because they know the system is just foul. It's corrupt. It's filthy. It's dirty. So you know what I mean? But if it was... Ha!
Okay,
you won't even drink and drive.
Hands in the air. Who's for democracy?
I'm for limited democracy.
I'm for limited democracy.
Yeah. What does that look like?
What that looks like is for when you, like this consequences, accountability.
Yes.
When you commit a crime, you face the penalties, especially if
you kill someone.
Dude. Yeah. Well, currently, someone kills someone, you know they killed someone. 30 years, not even 30 years, 5 years down the line, they're out on parole.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The next guy's going to kill, and the next guy's going to kill, the next guy's going to rape. So, yeah, this whole thing of people rape, and then they live to tell the tale and still... Nah, man, there must be harsh punishment. So those kind of things should be monitored, like, honestly.
I'm also for the repercussions in terms of when law, the if you break the law, you must face, like, to the maximum. But I think when it comes to democracy, I'd say being liberated is good. Having people who are able to explore their own in terms, what is it? Just, you have the right to say and speak. However, it's not a space where you can't say, you can't speak, you can't be...
Yes, there's no freedom of speech. Because that's part of democracy. Yes.
So I like that there's freedom of speech. People can speak for themselves. Good. But when it comes to the law, things must be...
Did you hear in North Korea that the leader, they were Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, that's an absolute dictatorship. Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying almost
now. Yeah. So that guy, he didn't like dogs because he thought it was a Western thing. So he took all the dogs in North Korea and killed them.
Wow.
So in North Korea, not allowed to have pets.
Oh.
For real.
I kid you not. He took all the dogs and killed them.
Because a little bit of Americanization is a problem.
Yeah.
And then next thing is going to be something else. The next thing is something else. Then. See?
I'm against, like, us just doing whatever Americans are doing, man.
Mm.
I really don't like that, man. Like, we've got no identity as a country, bro. Take away American. Like, everything that we know is American. It's Western, bro.
But some things are good. Like,
that's what I love. I love celebs going back to Ubsangoma, you know, our roots and what we stand for.
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them don't even.
For real?
And
is it like a trend?
Not
it's
only celebrities, trend. But even the cast. Look, every second person is Sangoma. Like, how?
Okay, but the concept, though.
The concept. What happened to me? I'm going to
go. When? What's
your
How?
Ay, man. I'm going to go.
But the concept, though. The concept.
Yes, going back to the roots.
Yes.
I get it.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
Mm.
And you see, there's also that, you know.
So take away.
We're more spiritually aware than ever now. Oh, did you see that they're clowning Ipono on social media? That guy from Adulting, when he came. So I'm speaking on the whole spirituality thing. They're clowning him when he said, when you follow that guy, then why don't you change position and stop doggy style? You know, that everything needs to be woke these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like the fact that at least we're entertaining the possibility of, could there be sexual ties and sex? If I do this, could there be this? Could there be that? And we're very energy aware.
Let me ask you something. Take away the American stuff, KFC, McDonald's, ideologies, wokeness. What else did America bring? The music, even hip hop. It's American, right? Take away that. What do we have as South Africa? What is South Africa?
I'm a piano boy.
Nah?
Mm. We have our own music. Man.
Music, yeah, we've got I'm a piano. But you see, remember, I'm a piano came from the importation of house, which became Kwaito.
Yeah.
And then Kwaito later then, you know, almost...
Besides music, bro.
I'm just making an example.
Let's go on a deeper level.
Okay.
Who are we?
Okay, good question.
No, I believe we've got a lot of culture, guys. We have our own cultures to resort back to.
We've always done, are they well represented in this current modern age?
I think they're represented in the villages.
Yeah, in Makai.
Joburg.
In Joburg, they're not as... I mean, a lot of companies and corporates don't even allow you to come wearing, and this is Heritage Day, in your normal attire.
Imagine.
And and technically, you should be allowed to come, as long as it's not publicly indecent. Obviously, you can't show boobs now, can you?
Yeah.
But if you want to be extreme, you ought to allow it, because traditionally, you can if you qualify to be bare-breasted in public in certain cultures.
Speaking about wokeness, I don't know if you guys heard this, but the Oscars, they've now have a new criteria for you to win an Oscar.
Oh, yeah?
So they're going like the woke culture.
And I'm not even wearing a t-shirt underneath. So I can't even, like, you know.
Keep a pullover.
Pull up, yes.
How?
And then
keep a little Nike. Yeah, you keep Nike. That's why I don't want to hide it.
Yeah, because remember we came here since 10, dog. I forgot that we shoot.
Kiki.
I can't shoot in reverse, don't
I? Fine.
I'm wearing a wife beater. What the fuck?
But you've shot here. You've worn a vest before.
You were
no.
It was a baggy vest. That's why I'm trying to cover this.
That is boring.
He's not paying me.
Let's see.
You see, Americanized. Exactly. I should be wearing now Bat or something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Galaxy Boy.
Galaxy Boy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Ncala. Hey.
So these are the criteria that you have to meet now, man, to win an Oscar, yeah?
Oh, what?
Are you guys listening?
Hate it.
Cool.
Yeah?
At least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not listening, eh?
I am.
Can you repeat that? Repeat it.
Yeah, boy! This one, yeah. Let's go! Yeah!
Nike.
I look decent.
Fix Allah.
Do I look decent?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Yeah.
Do you guys even want me to talk about this?
No.
Yeah, go on,
Don't feel bad.
Go on, dog. Come on,
At least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors must be from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group.
So it's affirmative action.
Okay. Yes.
Number two, at least 30% of all actors in secondary or more minor roles are from at least two of the following underrepresented groups. Number three, the main storyline, theme, or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented group.
Hmm.
Wow. So there has to be a main character who's from an underrepresented group.
100%.
Wow.
And another one is at least two of the following creative leadership positions and department heads are from underrepresented groups.
Wow.
Do you think that's a good idea? And there's more, by the way. But you get the theme, ne?
Yeah.
It's all about inclusivity.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think it's great, you know, to uplift underrepresented people. And clearly they put it in place because they know that there are enough in numbers as far as executive producers, as far as talents, and also as far as the American storyline goes. However, sometimes there are storylines that are... But sometimes, let's say there's a storyline and it's based in the 60s, in the suburban America of the 60s. Probably there weren't many black people there. To get me? So I think if you can find black people on merit, because if you find just any black people, but they don't qualify, then it compromises the quality, right? So for me, if you can find appropriate and people who on merit deserve those roles and those positions within the structure of the film, then it's a great idea. And I feel like they feel as if their industry has matured enough. There's enough black executive producers, Tyler Perry's and stuff. Enough black writers. I mean, look at Black Panther. Actors, Hollywood, the best guys are black. They're the cream of the crop. It's a whole lot of black guys. And a lot of the stories they tell generally do have black people because of their long history with slavery, right? So I think it's fair.
What do you think?
Okay, I feel like what Saul said, like they say a movie is set in a time which was predominantly like with whites, maybe in the, like they say 1960s.
Then it's different, yeah.
I feel like those movies have been played. We've seen a lot of those. Those stories have been told.
Yes.
We're good. I think now it's an opportunity that even your film directors or whoever, these people are working with these films, they literally look for stories or scripts that are set in spaces that are inclusive. So it's that time of we literally
guys,
look.
This is bullshit.
No, man. Seriously, no.
Actually, I am.
No.
Nah, bro.
Those stories have been played, so we can't be fearing. No, we can't be fearing that.
Listen to me, my man.
How the white stories.
My man. Correct.
I like the tongue.
Or also, Vuga Food took my Millie show. It was a mess.
It was exactly.
So wait, let her cook.
So I'm just saying is that those stories have been told. We know a lot of them. They've been telling their stories way back when the TV was still black and white.
Me and my friends, we don't watch those stories.
Yeah, and we don't care for them. Musa. So
me and my friends.
So we're fine. We have to look for stories that are inclusive. That's the world that we are in now. Everything must be inclusive.
It's not about stories. What I'm trying to say, ne? I'm saying this is bullshit. You can't give rules to creatives. Under these rules, ne, Titanic wouldn't have won. Scarface wouldn't have won an Oscar based on these rules. You, with creativeness, you can't put rules, bro. Imagine now, you're like, with piano, you gotta have a female vocalist, you gotta have a what. It should be about who's best at the job. Whether you're fucking Indian.
Meritocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you're Indian, black, it's about who can do this job the best. And then this is why Hollywood is gonna fucking see flames, bro. We're gonna see mediocre movies.
Affirmative. So, like
based
I said,
on these things,
the quality may be compromised if there aren't enough people to fulfill that criteria.
Imagine they said on this podcast we had to, if YouTube put out rules saying that every channel on YouTube has to follow these guidelines,
or every black sound guy must get a blowjob once a year.
Tick.
We wouldn't have the creative freedom.
But valid point.
You can't put rules with creatives, bro. Whether it's music, acting.
This, I know people might hate me for it and probably tag me and swear at me, right? But, our national teams, for example, right? With the quota system. Whether you like it or not, there are other issues that have weakened the teams. But whether you like it or not, possibly the rugby team, because that team, you know, was a beast. The 95 team was mostly white. There was just, what's his name? Chester Williams, who was colored, right?
Saul.
Had we used meritocracy to say the best person will get the role. However, because of the history of our country, though, the best people who've grown up with the privilege of, you know, are getting the best equipment, the best training, and the best nutrition, etc., have been white, and unfairly so because of apartheid. But had we put meritocracy in front of, ahead of everything else, we may have won the World Cup again before we won it recently.
But that's sports, many bro. Times. That's different. That's sports. I'm talking about.
That's the same thing.
You think so?
Yeah. It's not. It's the same thing. Like, quota. That's a quota system.
It's a quota system.
Yeah, yeah. Sports are quota systems. But, so what I'm trying to say is that even with our cricket team, one of the best batsmen ever to play the sport, Kevin Peterson, English batsman.
No, South
incredible.
African went to England.
Yes, but he's South African and he went to England.
Hey, South Africans are great, eh?
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, yeah. But he realized that in SA, because of the a quota system, he would never play for the national team.
Exactly.
Now, my question is, how many other Kevin Petersons
are there?
You said it's just sports.
No, you're right. It's the same thing.
So, how many other Kevin Petersons do we have who don't have English ancestry? The only way he went there is because he's got an English grandma or some ancestry that connects him there. Therefore, he qualifies, right? And then we'd have an amazing cricket team, but you wouldn't be represented. Mm. You're still not represented. There's never been a vendor in our national cricket team. You keep all your bats in your pants. That's the problem.
Wow.
Drop that button.
Ghosty. Do you understand the context of...
Don't play cricket, though? Before you go on, how come vendors don't play cricket, dog?
That's a good question. Let me ask my vendor cousin.
Yeah, please.
Let's call a vendor cousin of mine.
You my can go.
But actually. How many other groups?
Hendo!
Let me call my cousin and ask him, why don't vendors play cricket?
Yeah, why don't vendors play cricket, bro?
That's a good question.
Hey, vendors don't play cricket. What's up with vendors?
We but eat the
cricket.
But
if this was a sport, ah! What is that?
Hey, Fusi.
Hey, Fusi, Nirmin Fusi.
Manyana,
man, you're live on the podcast.
Ask him what's an LBW. He's not a vendor. It sounds vendor, LBW.
Saul Penduku wapanoni, Kanyi wapanoni, ne? Hey, so we've got a question. No, they're listening. We've got a question for you, Fuzi. Dombuza, why don't vendors play cricket?
Or why, Basakami?
Hey, cricket.
Do you guys even have a word for cricket? Horses do ikakamba.
Hey.
He said they didn't grow up with cricket. They didn't
know.
Midabi, yeah, you know Midabi.
The Dobby. Yeah, Kaiser Chiefs Pirates, bruv. What about the Dobby?
No, there's a game in Venda, Midabi.
Oh, there's Midabi, a game in Venda called Midabi.
Hey,
what happens?
Explain Midabi.
So this is a Venda sport now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, bro, explain Midabi.
Midabi like a ground.
A ground?
Ground like a rugby or tennis.
Or
rugby or tennis? How is rugby and tennis? Yo, bro, how is rugby and tennis even related? Tennis is related to bankminton. Or oh, what's that thing? Yeah, bankminton with the high or volleyball. Tennis is how is rugby?
I lost it.
Tennis is related to volleyball, bankminton. How is tennis related to rugby? Vendors,
it's a ground.
Our vendors, y'all cause a racket. Fuck it. Nah, vendors are a problem, bro.
Explain, hey, how's rugby and tennis connected?
It's like rugby or tennis.
What?
Yebo.
What do you mean?
Right, ubaka kutsiawe.
What do you beat the 2017?
Oh, okay, so this is my cousin now.
Yeah.
How come you don't play cricket?
Let me talk, my friend.
What did you say?
I'm coming.
What did you say?
No, it's like a family meeting.
Hey, Fuzi.
I'm coming for 5 minutes.
But we're recording. We don't have 5 minutes.
But I'm going.
He's coming, yeah.
Yeah, you think?
What is this?
Okay, I'm coming.
Coming where?
They don't have the answers, bro. Drop, hang up. They don't have the answers, bro.
Okay, let me call another cousin of mine.
Bro,
we need to understand why vendors don't play cricket.
Bro,
so vendor, cricket does not exist in
Venda. No.
Yeah, ikakamba is even in Zulu. But I know some Zulu. I know there used to be a Zondo who played cricket. Kiligiti, that's cricket. Ikakamba. Yeah, well, that's like a. But at least you guys do javelin, Zulus, I mean Shaka and the Spears. So at least, you know. Shout out to you guys, you know. Nala na crossover.
Some shot put nyara.
Shot put not even. But yeah, look chicken. Chop put is literally chicken.
No, but Indians are big with cricket.
No, Indians live cricket like big time.
Okay, he's not answering. Let me call my other uncle. We need to find out. This is a very important question.
It's very, why don't vendors? Why are vendors allergic to cricket? Hey, I've seen Zulu players make it up like to big teams, even national team. Hey, where's a Zulu guy? I think there's been a bowler and they got a bowling. But no cricket.
Hey, uncle.
Oh, hey, Maggie.
What do you mean, uncle?
Hey, it's been long, man.
Listen, man, you live on the podcast. Sol is here, Ghost Lady is here.
Cheese boy uncle is on.
Hello, uncle.
He's not.
I was like, hey, man. Hey, what's going on? He's not like, hey, what about the honey? What about the honey? What about the honey? Hey, what about the honey? He's like, hey, man, what's up, man? You can tell this is the one who went to exile, this uncle.
Hey, uncle.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah. We've got a question that we want to ask you. Why don't vendor people play cricket?
Hey, because cricket is far from the mind, eh?
It's far from the mind.
Cricket is far from the mind.
Yeah, I called so the wrong uncle for this episode.
This is the wrong uncle. This is the wrong uncle. But I can answer you about the vendors and cricket.
Yeah.
And it's mainly because of the settlers and the British. Because remember, it's an English sport. Mm. When they came via Cape Town, Eastern Cape. Mm. So that's where they settled mostly and obviously introduced the sports to the closer people who were based there, not KZN and stuff.
I was expecting him to say that, and then he says it's the mind.
Well, technically, he is right.
Cricket is far away from the mind.
It. Yeah. So no, no, he's right. Though. I agree with Uncle.
What's close
I
to the mind of
a... No, no, I agree with Uncle. It's he's right.
Yes, yes, Uncle.
Mind you are talking to an mind you. Not me. I must say what you are thinking.
Yeah, what's close to the mind then? What's close to the mind? What's close to the mind?
What?
What is close to the mind?
Of a vendor man.
What close to the mind?
Yes, because it's not cricket.
I'm lost.
You're lost?
Yeah.
You said cricket is far from a vendor man's mind. What is close to a vendor man's mind?
It's mola.
Money.
Then in Mbesu.
And in Mbesu, even the guy is powerful, he knows. He's a vendor man.
Profound.
Profound, yeah.
So when you come vendor, he will show you around how vendor men are. And then when you go back to Joburg, you'll be a freshman.
Hey, okay. No, yeah, MacGyver doesn't show us around when we're there by vendor, you know. We must come, Uncle. I'll see you in vendor.
We must have time, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Shut up, uncle.
He sounds like a cool uncle, man.
Listen to this story, Ghost Lady. I think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
So, RIP, Tina Turner passed away, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So, apparently, rumor. Please check for me if I'm telling the story correctly. Rumor has it that the husband gave...
Ike Turner.
He gave beatings and then subsequent.
So the husband
divorced.
That she was married to right?
now,
yeah, gave her his lung or heart, some body part, kidney. Yeah.
What?
He gave her a kidney, right? And if he didn't do that, she would have passed away long ago. So she continued to live based on the husband giving her the kidney, right?
Oh, fuck, wow.
Right? And then he did it out of love, right?
Wow.
So she passes away. And he finds out that he has 50% of his estate, so he gets $109 million.
Brilliant investment.
Bro, no, but he did it out of the goodness of his heart. Like, he didn't do
out
it.
Out of the goodness of his kidney. Wrong organ, you know?
True.
Wrong organ. I'm true, right?
Yeah.
How beautiful is that?
That's love, bro.
Hey.
And you do it without. Caring without wanting.
Yeah, now he's got $109 million.
And also, and the sad part is, and the beauty of it all is, he might not care of the money.
Mm.
He will miss her forever.
Mm.
And the money is
forever,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, for us, we'll say, hey, nice investment, boy. Yeah, but he doesn't care for the money. It's like
and how old is he?
He's lost
quite
the love old. Of his life. Something Bach is surname.
You got the estimated amount wrong. It's $125 million.
Ah, come on.
Dollars.
We're gonna check the amount now.
How much did you say?
109. Come on.
Ah, come on. Ah, come by on. 11 million.
But,
ah,
I'm checking the facts.
You're
the
trying
facts.
To make Jimmy. He's trying to make Jimmy.
You wanna make Jimmy? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say to Jimmy when you meet him? How are you going to make Jimmy? Hey, Jimmy. I've always my eyes on you, Jimmy.
Oh, that's true love, man.
And then
that's
Jimmy Fox. Right?
Would you
see what happened
your...
to Jimmy Fox? Hey, man. Let me find it. Sanele sent it. Sanele.
Oh, it's critical. No, is it? Did he die?
Hey, who's a better producer, Sanele or Dudu?
Hey.
Dudu.
Do you...
Hey, to do weird. I know you make the interviews happen. But you don't send. Okay, she sends prep for interview.
To me.
Yes. She does to me now. She does to me now. Yeah, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Vote the Kellerman interview after. But she. Yes, but she does. I don't know, man. Who is the better producer?
I am. Thank you. Yeah, Tutu is.
Well, she shows up. Sonali never showed up, man.
And also.
He's another province, bro.
Ah, you're bumping to him at Rosebank.
Sonali.
Yeah. He was from a job interview.
Yeah. Oh.
Call him.
Sanela. He's in another province. He's in Bloom, bro.
Let me call him.
No, it's in Mpumalanga.
He doesn't know we recorded. Mamela. Let me call him. Mamela.
Where's Sanela?
How can I connect to your Bluetooth?
Are you close? No, it's fine. I'm calling him.
No. But if you call him, he knows we're recording.
No, it's fine. But we're going to tell him we're recording.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just want to say, in front of over here, the time, but I'm going to interview you.
He's hanging up.
He can feel it. No, it was coming from me. He's wearing a shirt and stuff. So I'm like, it's like, I'm like, I feel it. He's like, sure, man. Yeah, man. I'm like, I feel it. He's like, do you see me? I'm like,
he's calling.
You look familiar.
Hey, son. Hold on, let me put you on the roadcaster. Hold on. How are you, son? Son? How are you, son?
I'm good, son. What's popping, man?
Hey, where you live on the podcast, eh?
Hey, goalkeeper, Mavimbel.
Guys, you must tell me in advance so I can fast for this, man. It's huge.
You're on a fast. It's too fast.
You know?
Sadele, were you in Joburg recently?
The last time I was in Joburg is when I bumped into Saul.
Where did you bump into me?
In Rosebank.
Where were you from?
From Mpumalanga.
No, in Rosebank, what were you doing wearing shirts and ties?
Oh, I had an interview.
Did you get the job,
Sanel? Sanel? Fuck, he's gone.
Okay. Nah, we'll
call what
we need.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, yeah.
Anyway, so it says Jamie Foxx left paralyzed and blind from blood clot in his brain after receiving COVID-19 vaccine.
Imagine.
Source claims. Please check for me.
Then we need. We need a Ray Charles movie and then again, part two.
Gunchild.
Hey, bro, I was watching Popcorn and Cheese. That podcast is weird, but it's funny, man.
It's funny. It's the best, hey?
Why is it weird?
We just had a Popcorn and Cheese moment.
That was too far. Sometimes you bump into me and stuff. You know, it was too far. But shame, bro. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing people are saying vaccine.
Yeah. Who? Simpio, are you just pressing the button?
Simpio kills me with that look.
So we've got a bell in studio. Whenever Fed Checker needs to speak, she presses the bell.
Yeah.
So Simpio is just pressing. Simpio, by the way.
Simpio.
I've been saying it wrong, eh?
Yeah, it's not Simpio.
No.
Simpio.
Simpio is connected, Baba. Mm.
Yeah,
to the Wi-Fi. There's no Sim in his name.
Okay. There isn't any confirmation as to what has been said was true. Apparently, this news was said on a podcast by a gossip blogger.
AJ Benza. Me and my friends.
Yes.
Me and my friends.
Because I did Google it. I only saw it on MSN.com, but I mean, I don't think they news like they've got credibility.
Mm.
But like, and then you see Opera News and all these weird news websites.
You're
like,
saying, Dudu?
So since Fact Checker says the story is from like...
Dudu, your voice.
What is it? A podcaster, a blogger.
When are you guys banging?
To answer your question.
Hmm? When are you and Dudu banging?
What the?
Dudu likes ladies.
No, she's bi, bro. She's bi.
Oh, bi.
Okay, come on. Come on, I want to... couples of my colleagues. So what are you fucking? Don't you wish your boss was Mac G? Like, hey, sit there. Hey, when are you fucking trouble there at the office? Hey, I'll pay for it. Hey, mom, okay now. You're always on your knees. You're cleaning. You're always on your knees. Mopping. So Mulani has been looking at you in a funny way. What are you fucking? Don't worry, fucking my office. I'm going out for a break. Hey, Cynthia.
I'm going to go find out why vendors don't play cricket.
I'm going to find out why vendors don't play cricket. If anyone wants to fuck, my office is available. What is this, man? What is this?
Yeah, I even forgot.
Dude is like a sister to me, man.
Sorry. No, yeah, but dude, I forgot my train of thought.
Dude is gorgeous. Hold on.
Yeah, due to your heart. Man.
Thank you.
Due to your beautiful, like you are perfect.
At what age did you realize you were hot, man?
Yeah. Wow. Everybody's mad about you. Yeah. They see all the podcasts, the presenters, everybody's like,
hey, you know they thought she was ghost lady.
Yeah, no.
They thought you were ghost lady.
Yes. Actually, I forgot what I wanted to say initially.
Who's your baby daddy? Who's your baby daddy?
Yeah, who's your baby daddy?
Yeah, who's your baby daddy?
Guys, Dude has a baby.
Who's a baby daddy?
Who's a baby daddy? Give her the mic, Ghost Lady.
I'm just trying to give context.
What context are you giving?
No, I want you to just share that Dudu has a baby, but her body does not tell.
Hey! Dudu has a baby, but the body does not tell.
Look at those jeans, man.
I think I won't come as often as I'd like.
Whoa! Wait, if you're with who? You won't come as often if you're with who?
You know what?
Are you not
Hey, the grandiose.
Okay, no, wait, dude. Tell them what you want you to say. No, actually.
Look at the gene, dog. No. Look at the gene, bro.
Dude, I'm going to kill. I want to kill. Maragne overlap. It's too late. Because you're just full time. I'm going to kill.
Who's your baby daddy?
Man. So what I wanted to discuss,
Norman,
to bring up, it was when she was talking about the Jamie Foxx thing. It's the story from Sanel. I'm going back to the producer thing. That's where I'm going. If it's from a blogger, who would you think is the better producer if they just
Sanel loves fake news?
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to go. And he's great. Yeah, he's great. But, I'm just answering.
Tell us about your baby daddy.
When was the first time you had sex with a woman as a woman?
She's never coming back to the studio. By the
way. Yeah.
It's a strategy. It's a strategy for her to come here when we're recording. She must know her place.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Or behind Cindy.
Yeah.
Hey. So, wait, I'm curious. I've always wanted to know.
Okay.
And then, do you guys have positions?
So don't you watch like lesbian porn? I think you do.
I've never seen like doggy style fingering or something.
There's no need for
or
that.
Or strap-ons or...
No, there's no need for doggy style fingering.
Unless you've got a strap-on, you can do doggy style.
Then it's not fingering.
How big is your strap-on?
As big as a prep.
Do you put your strap-on on your chest and then I'm showing a chest strap? Like a chest strap, boy.
Wait, but honestly, last question, dude. What's the difference between guys and girls? Honestly.
I think I know the answer.
I don't enjoy answering this question. I think I've had the conversation with Sol.
I think I said I know the answer.
Yeah, and I'm not enjoying answering this because.
Okay, no, but you can't say that because it's going to look like you're forced. Then you're not a willing game player.
No, it's just more of a. There's, you know, my mind is playing tricks. I'm thinking, hey, my cousin, my brother, my so-and-so are going to hear all of this. But what was the question?
Who's
what's
better? Who do you enjoy more? What's the difference?
I don't think it's more of a who do you enjoy more. But there is a difference.
A better question.
There's a more sensual. There's a more I know exactly what I'm doing when you're with a girl.
Yeah.
There's more of pleasure.
That is your pleasure. I prioritize it. If I'm with a girl, I prioritize your pleasure. You prioritize mine.
Because you're familiar with the female body. You own a female body.
Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. So with a guy, not every guy, of course, because there are some guys where they really just, they do pay attention to the woman's body. They respond to certain things when, you know, to a woman. But most of the times, guys tend to put their needs first. It's more than, I'm killing it, you know. And whereas when it's with a girl, you're guaranteed a multiple orgasms. I could say that. Mm-hmm. I know that with males, there's even studies, guys. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone.
No, I know. You are pointing fingers when you're now returning the pleasure, but...
Yeah, but when you're, but when you're with a guy, there's even studies. A lot of women don't get an orgasm from penetration. A lot of them, like a high percentage.
No, that's true. That's 100%
true. More than 60% true. Of women do not get an orgasm from penetration.
I've said that on the podcast.
And what happens is a lot of guys... focus on penetration.
It's ego.
So a lot of guys focus on penetration and overlook the other things that could lead you to getting an orgasm. Mm-hmm. So that is why it would most likely be better with a woman, because there's no way strap on and just... Because there's
I'm feeling next.
Exactly. So it's more about, are you getting pleasure from this? Am I receiving pleasure from this? It's more of on that sense.
What are the other things?
Women are great.
What are the other things? The 40%. I guess 60% is penetration. What is the other 40%?
Oh, well, I'm saying more than 60% don't get an orgasm from penetration.
Most women don't.
So the vast majority of them get an orgasm from clitoral stimulus.
Who would make you squirt? A man or a woman? Was it more likely to make you squirt?
Yes, it is a woman. I'm not saying a man has never, but
it's fine if he hasn't.
Yeah, but just thinking about it, the last experience, so it was a male.
You can squirt without penetration?
Yes.
That's insane, bro.
Yes, you can.
What are you doing there? What's going on?
Yo, jeez, this is a sex talk now. Everything, like whatever. You know, the thing is with women, we communicate. So I
not
like
all of you. Nope.
Yeah, no,
nope.
I mean when we're doing things together, as women, it's easier to communicate, you know.
Yeah.
There's less judgment. I already know what goes on down there. I know everything, you know. So it's easy for you to say, I like you when you tickle my nipples. Mm. I like it when, you know. I like a little ass lick, this, you know, there's just, you know, different things. So that's why some men are able to achieve great things with women as well, you know. So, yeah. Wow. I like both, honestly. I like both.
Oh,
I have a list. I like both.
No, I misheard, literally. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. And that's understandable.
It's, yeah, and it makes sense. I'm bi. I do really, truly like both. Of course, I think I had this conversation with Ghosty and Fact Checker that...
Ghosty, would you kiss Dudu right now?
Hmm?
Would you kiss Dudu?
No.
No.
Heterosexual. She's heterosexual. So there's no intro of her that finds her attractive or could possibly find her attractive.
Do you find Fact Checker attractive?
Yes, she's very pretty. Mm-hmm. But not for me to pursue.
And that's another stigma of straight people. Nobody.
Thank you. You love everybody. Think, yes.
Like, for example, a nigga will think, if I'm in a room with a nigga
who likes niggas,
he automatically likes me. And yeah.
It's not the case. And also, a lot of straight women, I'm not interested in a lot of straight women. I don't even want to lie. I see them, they're beautiful, you know, whatever.
Talk.
But I'm not interested in a lot of them because their struggles are different from mine.
Yeah.
In terms of if you've been heterosexual all your life, your experiences with relationships, they differ from my experiences completely. They're completely different. So, and besides that, there's less attraction. Because, you know, why would you be attracted to people you know that they are not attracted to you?
Yay.
Who from the team has hit on you?
No one. Yeah, no, we're a great family here.
Yeah. We are brothers and sisters. Sisters and sisters. Brothers and brothers.
He's lying.
Do you know something?
I don't know anyone who's here. I don't know. Tibla, have you? Hey.
Nobody.
Okay, you're going to get a promotion.
Oh.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Fuck, man. Oh, yes, man. I wanted to say RIP to Patrick Ndlovu.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah, but Mloy, right?
I was
yeah.
watching Yuzo just recently. You know, just the whole... Oh,
legend.
Eh? Rest in peace, bro. RIP I love to... how Sjava was like tweeted that... Because remember Sjava was on... Zone 14.
Yeah.
And throughout the recording of the entire show, from the first episode to the last episode of the last season, he never even came late.
Wow.
Was
look
always
at that,
like, on time.
Yeah. You could learn a thing or two.
Last I met him, when you province. Now, lady. But fair enough, it is a thing of like professional.
RIP to Lisiba.
Oh.
Do you know who Lisiba is?
Nah,
well, I've just heard of him, you know.
So we started working together at Y. He was music compiler.
Yeah.
A junior music compiler at YFM.
Yeah, when he arrived. There was
yeah, and then he went to compiler. Metro. So he's been compiling all the music that you hear at Metro. He passed away, man.
Bro, let me tell you something about Lisiba.
If you check the branch we did... Makufe. What city is that?
Bloom.
Bloom. If you check the Bloom branch,
yeah.
There's a point where we're like, hey, shout out to Lisiba. And then I'm like, hey, playlist Cantini Day.
This and is then the Lisiba, camera, man.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hola. Hope you're good, man. I just wanted to check if you've had an opportunity to chat to Mackie about the gig. I know that obviously the decision lies with him, but I was kind of hoping that maybe we'll help in softening him up, or maybe maybe him being open. I can try and contact him as well, but I just wanted to check if you've had a chat with him.
Snap, man, I totally forgot and I was with him on Saturday, but I'll see him today. I'll see him today. Please remind me at about 2:30.
Now, why are you playing your voice now?
Hey. Hey,
I'm going to get far. Nah, man.
What happened to him? What happened
to him? So, Lisiba, recently, I mean, we've been boys for a long time, and then he wanted to book us, you know, for me and Mac, I think on the 5th of August. He was doing a gig. And I think whoever's working with him for the gig should still do the gig. And everybody on the lineup should just come through for free and play. And it should be in honor of Lisiba, you know? I think they should still continue with it. So he wanted us to book us. But obviously he's our boy and we know him. We used to work with him at YFM. And the rates that he offered. And shout out to Lisiba, because a lot of people who know us want to book for free. You know how that shit goes. You know what I mean? But he was like, listen, I've got a budget, guys. It may not be a full amount, but it's this. So hence I told him, no, I'm game. I can do it. But I'll talk to Mac. Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. So hence he was like, yo, I was like, nah, let me talk to Mac first. So he was reminding me, like, just talk to Mac, yeah, well,
just
about it.
Him up. Mm-hmm.
And I did talk to Mac, and Mac was like, yeah, it's cool. Just talk to Jason if we're available or he's available, because I had agreed already.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, just like, spoke to him 2 days ago. He was like, I want to make payment. When should I send it to you or to Jason? You know what I mean? And Jason deals with Mac and me at times. So I was like, yeah, just do it to Jason. You know, we're speaking. And funny enough, you know what's happening at Kaya. You know, Dineo is currently on technically sick leave. And then we've been doing the show with Caesar, and he loves radio. And he called me. You know, we had like a long conversation, you know. He was like, yo, bro, I'm loving the show. And then we just spoke about radio generally, what's happening at Metro, who he fucks with and stuff like that. And it was all good.
What happened to him?
Today, literally today, Caesar is like, yo, bro, hey, Caesar. Caesar is so, I don't know how he does it, you know, because they were very tight, tighter than I am. With Lisiba. And Caesar was very tight with Lisiba. That crew, Lisiba, Sandile, that used to be at YFM, because they used to produce his show as well. And he told me, Caesar was like, yo, bro, we lost Lisiba. I'm like, you and I know one Lisiba. What do you mean? I spoke to Lisiba like literally yesterday on text, 2 days ago on text. He's like, yeah, we lost him. I'm like, damn. Then I go on TikTok. On Twitter, I find nothing. We're friends on Facebook. I go and I say hi to him. I'm like, fam. Nothing, right? I go on his Lisiba Marokkan. I go, it's Lisiba Marokkan. music compiler at Metro now. So he went to YFM, 5FM, Metro. And go to his Facebook, I see a message, someone saying, yo, rest in peace. I'm like, whoa. Perfectly healthy, normal. Everything was cool. Very lovely. Yo, lovely. I've never heard Lesiba shout throughout. Like, you know when he's pissed, you can tell. Lesiba's not happy. But such a lovely, like, lovely champion of a guy. Like, Lesiba was one of those guys. We were doing our show with Cizwe, and he had sent a comment because he was listening to our show. And then I joked, like, hi, he's not even working for, you know, he's worked for another radio station. You know what I mean? But then we're like, ah, people in radio do that anyway. But he's such a, when he sends you a text on you want to just say, because he's such a great guy, like, such a beautiful human being, man. Like,
RIP to Eusebius Makaiser.
Yo, Eusebius Makaiser. Bro, when I heard that, oh, I'm the one who saw, remember when, yeah. And I was like, told everyone, I'm like, Eusebius passed on. Eusebius, bro, such a, for me, when my takeaway, like, because I didn't know him. I wasn't close. I never knew him personally.
Yeah, I was, but, when I was at Prime Media, he was at 72.
Yeah, so you guys were working for Prime Media together. Yeah,
so I'd run into him in the staff meetings as well.
Yeah.
Like, but what I really loved about him is the way he'd articulate his thoughts. Yeah. You know, I love people that can articulate their thoughts.
Orgasmic. You see, serious.
When he speaks, like...
Oh, orator. He's an orator. He's got, like, world championships in debating. Like, he's got championships. He's an orator. That guy could speak so well. Like, one of the reasons I fell in love with talk radio was because of him. Yeah. When Rudy Klabi, former Direko, left Talk at 9 at 7:02. I started listening. Well, I was listening to it because I loved her show as well. And when she left, I thought no one could surpass her. She's good. Hey, Eusebius. Eusebius. And he would take on motherfuckers on air. Like, he'd take on a racist. Could tell. He'd take anyone on. And the research he does. You know what I mean? Almost like you. Do great research when you're going to have a guest. Eusebius researched and, he was brilliant, man. From a broadcasting point of view, brilliant. And that coupled with his great speaking skills.
Do you know Eusebius?
His education.
You don't know Eusebius? I've seen him. You've seen him, but you don't know him?
Oh. She's seen him.
Yeah, but he was great. And he didn't have the longest of radio careers, but he was brilliant, man, because he came with a wealth of knowledge.
Who do you know from radio, my 2000? Uncle Tab. Is that all you know? Okay, wait. Please give him a mic. Please give him a mic. I want to know.
Kabzela. It's like someone said, you know
Dreshni? Dreshni Pillay.
Oh, come on.
Bridget Masinga.
Do you know Chomani, MacGyver? Chomani.
Yeah.
From? You see, so you not know Chomani is her not knowing all these people.
Yeah. Okay, I want to know. Who do you know from radio?
Ankle Tap is a big deal amongst them.
Yeah. In the morning. He's like talk radio for them.
I know.
Yeah, it's a big
smash.
Yeah, Smash
Africa. Is a big deal amongst them.
Smash Africa.
They're a big deal among these kids, dog.
Okay, who else?
Kuzo. Had we not gone far?
Kuzo!
Yeah,
there are big deals amongst these kids.
Wafamba.
Yeah, she doesn't do
Wafamba.
I used to listen to her. Yes, and Nia Brown and Mto.
Oh, Nia Brown and Mto, yes. Yeah. I love Nia Brown.
I love your breakfast show now.
You know he took Nia Brown's show.
Who, me?
Job, sorry.
Me?
Yeah, she was meant to replace Len. And then you came.
Oh, Nia, shame, man. Well, Nia, she's doing great. It's fine. For real, you thought you were going to get her. I thought you were going to get Tepi.
Oh, yeah, that's also Tepi. Yeah.
No, we did Nia Brown first.
Oh, yes. You're technically secretly looking for a co-host, but doing interviews.
Danko.
Oh, Nia Brown came, killed it. You love the vibe.
Yes.
Tepi came, killed it. Loved you love the vibe. Yes. But loved Nia vibe more. And then...
No. I like Tepi more. Who did I like more? Ghost Lady? I forgot, Tepi. Man. Tepi. I like Tepi more.
Tepi, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you came out.
So just disturbed everything.
He almost poured alcohol on the roadcast. I mean, just got it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, this one is the one.
Okay, okay, but the boys were still here. Who do you boys enjoy more? Who do you boys enjoy more?
Neo Brown. I enjoy Neo
Brown.
Neo
Brown,
Neo Brown.
More than me.
And then when you came, I was like, ah, this one.
Give him a mic, give him a mic, give him a mic, give him a mic, give him a
mic.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah. I enjoyed Nia Brown. Obviously, Lil Tape, but I enjoyed...
They could. They yeah, they could.
I enjoyed Nia Brown more. But when you came, the episode was far, I was like, I know, Sol is the one.
Yeah, yeah, Mac didn't even wait. Like, right after we shot the show, because he picked me up from the Gau train, and, you know, right after that, goes to his lap. It's like, Funalapa, boy. What do you say? Your thing. I was like, ah, you see, oh, let's do it, boy.
Bro, I had to have a conversation with the accounting department. I'm like, why is Sol getting paid more than me?
They were like, because you've got shares. And then you get a million rand dividends every 4 months.
Every 4 months.
You get a million rand because it's good dividends, man. The accountant, you know, Steve Jobs got paid like, please Google this, Steve Jobs got paid like $2.
For real?
A year.
Damn.
But he's got ownership and dividends.
Yeah.
So he's got $50 million every year or whatever. But he didn't get a salary.
Mm.
He got like $1 or something ridiculous like that. Unless it's an urban myth. But it was a smart way of not overpaying yourself because you still need to pay taxes on that.
Mm.
And then still your company pays taxes, so yep, it's like double taxation. So,
but you deserve it though.
Yeah.
You deserve it. On
top, man.
You deserve it. Shut highest up. Paid podcaster in the country.
And I'm not a dick to work with though. I'm so chilled, I think.
No,
I'm not. Really, I'm not even a prima donna or
what's wrong, Zozo? What's going on?
The kitchen scissor?
Yeah. We don't have yet.
Where is it?
What? So this scissors that's been here.
Oh, since
Volta. What do you mean?
Yes.
Since Volta.
Spear cut his pubes with that thing. Are they still kitchen scissors?
Cease.
No, for real. Hey, David's gonna call you. David Mashavet, I'm kidding. He did not cut his pubes with that thing. I'm kidding. He's gonna, hey, sorry, man, just wanna eat.
I'm a cube. I'm a pubes as well.
My thing's on the sheer. No, I saw it somewhere here.
Did you find it?
What was the kitchen? Kitchen scissor. What was it doing here?
No, cheers, Zozo.
What are you doing here, Zozo?
We're opening the Grammy.
If you weren't late, you would have seen that.
There was a box.
There was a box. If you weren't late, you would have seen that.
It's Kero Soguga.
No.
I'm guys. Who's those? Oh, yeah, we're coming live from Mashabela Studios. Email podcast at mashabela.co.za.
But Jungle Papa, so. Did you do your live from?
Yes, sir.
You're like, Jungle Papa. Thank you for bringing him down to earth. Jungle Papa.
Zozo, we're closing now, ne?
We're closing. Love you, Zozo.
Zozo, you're the best, eh? I wish people could see you, man.
Wanted to ask you, are you guys excited about the Mendoza biopic that's coming up?
Oh, I heard about it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You excited, no?
Yeah,
for real.
You excited?
I'm dope for it. As long as the story is told, you know, properly.
It's sponsored by Lifebuoy, yeah?
Hey, Etato, why did you ask Sol and he said he'll talk about it on the show? It was about a piano guy. Come on.
Oh, it's fellow Lati.
What up, bro?
I want to get out thing and invite. Fellow Lati invites you to the Contagious screening premiere at Hyde Park, New Metro Cinema. And I'm like, oh, damn, what is this? Then I go to his profile, I'm like, Contagious. I see some posts of his, you know, but it's just written Contagious. You always will get them and show them, remember? So then I go there, yeah? And shout out, man. It was beautiful. So he did an artistic piece. So it's like 8 minutes long, but it's no music. It's just him speaking. And it's like those arty things. And, you know, he's running through the jungle. They're in Mpumalanga by the trees. You know those trees. I forgot what they are, but they plant them a lot for forestry. Running and stuff. And then he speaks, you know, about his... There's this part of him that spiritual part of him that drives him to just work and work because he loves doing the work. And then there's this part of him that loves this woman and is so attracted to the woman, but he can't have both at the same time and he needs to find this balance. And then there's the weed, of course, you know, and it's like that for 8 minutes, like an artistic piece. It's just visual arts. It's beautiful. And then afterwards it's finished and they spoke about it. Anna Elizondo is the actress there. And the chemistry was, hey, not back then. Like the chemistry was just so too much, you know? It was beautiful to see like piano guys doing that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? And he's the first. And the reason I went there was because it's like, dude, they booked out a whole cinema just to show that, you know what I mean? Yeah, we did it first with the podcast, you know what I mean? Fair enough, but also to see now piano guys doing it, and he's the first one, it was mind blowing. And then they had other back behind the scenes things in Amsterdam. Boys are rock stars, man. In Amsterdam, rock stars, man. The way they did the whole thing. And then there was a behind the scenes thing. But it's beautiful. I think it's going to launch on YouTube in the next 2 weeks. It's called Contagious. Oh, it's beautiful. If you appreciate art, it's beautiful. You look bored.
Yeah, bro. The moment you said art, I tuned out.
But you know we do art here. You know, this is art.
This
what
is amazing art. This is Picasso.
This is chemistry. Yeah. No, ghost lady, me, yourself.
Don't tell me about a nigga feeling
blowjobs thing. This is art.
No, but don't tell me about a nigga filling up a cinema with 10 of his friends.
I'm not his friend.
To Shella Anela Zondo.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. So, oh, damn. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's what happened. That's what happened. Oh, shit.
You are so spicy.
Well, oh, do you want to watch that? Do you want to watch that?
No.
Exactly.
To me, I think it's you guys are going to appreciate it.
Yeah, that's these because guys, you want a feature. You want a feature.
Hey, fellow.
What, anything else I'm leaving on? What?
Oh.
Mariki?
Mariki Botma?
What happened?
Who's Mariki Botma?
What happened?
She passed on.
Who's that?
Who's Mariki Botma?
She was the white girl who speaks fluently.
Oh, yes. Mm. She wanted to be a part of ladies' podcast, eh?
Oh, Mariki.
Yes.
And you slept on that. Now you're looking for podcast ideas.
What? You never told me.
A podcast with a white woman.
How? Imagine not calling me Zulu.
Yeah, Jay. Every time she used to go to recharge.
I don't know her.
Oh, you said, and you never told me.
No, I said it to you, Gosley.
I don't know. What happened to her?
She passed on. Yeah.
Yes, but like, what happened to her?
I don't know.
There's not much information about her passing. It's just saying that she had an illness. She's suffering a lung illness.
Aww.
Then she passed on.
Oh, shame. May her soul rest in peace. Mariki Botma.
Just announcements I gotta make. Oh, yeah, man, bro. So there's a new show that we wanna try on the network.
Okay.
It's a property show. A with T.T. Mba. I don't know if you know T.T. Mba.
No, I know T.T. Mba. I've got T.T. Mba's number.
Yeah, so he invites like celebrities to come view houses with him because he's a estate agent.
Yes.
Right? And then, yeah, so we want to try that and see if chillers like that. So we're going to drop the first episode this Saturday. And if chillers like it, then we'll do more. But if they don't, then we'll can it.
Oh,
like the ladies'
nice.
Podcast.
Oh.
You know, I love that. Hmm? Violence. I love property, so I'm going to watch that.
You're going to watch that?
Yeah.
I saw it. I'm like, fuck, this is dope. Because I love property too,
exactly.
You know? And he made a different spin to it.
Mm.
It's called Luxury Mzanzi Cribs. We'll drop it this
luxury.
Saturday.
You see now, why luxury? Because the thing is, it's almost trying to say that celebrities must get luxury homes. And some celebrities don't afford luxury homes, but they want a home. Something that they can say, this is my pride and joy, where I lay my head at night and I own it, or I'm paying towards owning it. Luxury puts the whole pressure off, it must be a big house and whatever. And I think the onus is on him to show the reality of people do work in the industry because of how volatile it is. Not everybody gets to make 200K a month or 300K a month the entire career. Some people make 50, 60K a month and they're still celebrities and they can still own a home with that amount. Doesn't need to be luxury.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No, for real. Like, there's absolutely, if I'm a celebrity and I thought I could get 1 million. And a 1 million rent home is not that luxurious. It's nice. It's not nice. It's decent. but it's still respectable.
No, it can be.
And
very
I can
nice.
Walk into it and say, this is my home. Doesn't need to be in Sandton, anywhere else. That is absolutely fine. And I think we need to start normalizing that. So that celebrity.
But it also depends on the finishings. I think with the 1 million rand home, how you furnish it, and you know.
And yes, if it's not in a hot and buzzing northern suburb, you'll get bang for your. Nah, you'll get a decent home. And you can still make it nice. So what I'm saying is, don't focus on the double stories and the mansions. Celebrity, if I'm a celebrity.
Do focus on that, because when we look at property, we want something like inspirational.
Yes.
You know, don't try and sell umkuku, you know? So it's.
Of course. You don't want that. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Titimba. You'd go to America and Shaq would own that, you know, and present that.
Bro, I want to say this, and I know the people that are still watching this 2 hours later are the real chillers. I really want to say I love you guys so much, man. I had a very blessed week last week, and it just made me realize, like, fuck, man, what we have is amazing.
As I said, it's art.
Bro, we need to... We never tell each other how much we love each other, but I really love you guys, man.
I think I tell him. Really he tells me every time he's drunk.
Yeah, no, I know. MacGyver will tell you and that he loves that you every time he's drunk.
And Joe is going in now.
Yeah.
No, but I appreciate the words because you mean them.
I mean it, bro. Like, I had such a great week, blessed. And I was like, fuck, so much is happening. And it all comes from just speaking on the mic.
Yeah.
Like, it's a simple thing.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I love you guys so much, man.
Thank you.
You know, don't make me cry, but.
Cry, man. You can cry. It's a safe space, man.
I love the chillers. These are the rituals. The ones that are watching in 12.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
still watching right
still
now.
Watching.
I those
love
are the
you guys.
Real ones.
I love you guys so much. Like, yeah. You have no idea what you've done for us. You've changed our lives. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. It's scary, man.
Don't you ever find that you are so content with other things that are happening in your life just because of this platform?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what he's talking about. Like, everything that we have and that we do all comes from this platform.
Yeah.
Everything. You can't separate or divorce every other thing and blessings that we get from this podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe you, because you're Ghost Lady, and you know people can't say Ghost Lady attached, but between the two of us, everything else comes from.
No, I can say you, also the same.
True.
Yeah.
It comes from just being on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Oh, yeah, and I want to apologize to Riba Sinokwane. So I was out at Zanzu, fucking drunk out of my mind, with Naledi. And then Naledi said something. So we're having, not a fight, but a squabble.
I've never been to Zanzu.
It's dope. You love it.
To me, so vibey.
So me and a lady were having a squabble, and he came, Ria. He's a patron.
Riba.
He came. He's a chiller and a patron as well, and he wanted to take a picture. But I was like, in this moment, I was like, hey, dog, please wait. You know what I mean? And he didn't take that kindly, so I need to apologize. He wanted a picture.
So how do you know him?
Did he send a...
Yeah, he's a patron. He sent a message. He's like, good day, guys. I hope you're well. Huge thank you for the shout-out, but... Hey.
Oh, shame.
Oh, no, he sent earlier. This is earlier.
No, we tried to take pictures of everyone. Mac knows.
He's like, good day. I hope this finds you well. I just wanted to express my disappointment with the Big Mac as I had bumped into him at a Pretoria nightclub. When I respectfully greeted and asked for a picture, he ignored me. I get that he wants to be a normal person, but he should at least just say it's not the place and we would understand and keep it moving.
I know what he means.
Because he was with his woman, presumably.
Presumably. Because we don't know.
Roadkill.
He always says he doesn't take pictures when he's with family, but he can at least communicate rather than treat fans like that.
I mean,
he's a public place, but I get that it's justified. I just wanted to express my disappointment. Shame. Otherwise, keep up the good work. Love. That's
I always say, Amy, I'm with my woman.
Hmm.
Ah, me one for now. I will take all the pictures in the world.
Yeah.
Whenever my daughter is clear and she looks like me, it's clear. Hmm. But yeah, I get where he comes from.
Yeah, that's why I need to apologize.
No. Yeah, because he's saying it's okay to say, hey, Shimfana.
Yeah.
Oh, beg.
Yeah.
And then now I'm okay, because when you accept someone else is eyeing you and then once and then it spoils the night out.
Yeah.
But for her.
But do you know when I started the podcast with Tabang?
Okay, that's your quota. It's done.
You're done.
Hey man, we are here. Podcast and chill.
Bye.
Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellences. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? Is that one? Podcast and chill.